When we talk about walkable, sustainable cities, Phoenix is not usually the first city to come to mind. With miles and miles of suburbs and unforgiving heat for more than half the year, it's easy to understand why people don't go outside here as much as in some other cities. But one man believes that cities, even cities like Phoenix, can be friendlier to pedestrians and commuters alike. Gil Peñalosa is the chair of the World Urban Parks Association and the founder of 880 Cities, a Canada-based nonprofit dedicated to building cities for people to enjoy. I caught up with him when he was at the U of A, where he's visiting this week to give a lecture about creating livable communities. And we started by talking about what his concept of sustainable mobility is all about, walking and cycling in cities.
The reality is that walking and cycling is not a joke. Walking and cycling is the only individual mode of mobility for most people. Walking or riding bicycle is the only individual mode of mobility for all children and youth. Mm-hmm. So it should be safe and enjoyable. So it should be almost like a human right, unless you think that only those that have the money and the age and the desire to drive a car have a right to individual mobility. So every city should have safe and enjoyable, sustainable mobility.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about how this applies here in Arizona. So Phoenix in particular is known, right, as this urban sprawl city, this city that is drivable but not so much walkable. We've just recently in the last several years started to put in a light rail system and bike paths and things like that are becoming more commonplace but are definitely not the main mode of transportation here. So what are the challenges for a city that's built like Phoenix that is so spread out to create that kind of sustainable mobility that you're talking about?
Well, first, I think that it's very important that Phoenix will set some limits and stop sprawling, because otherwise each day is going to be even worse. And that sprawl is totally unsustainable financially, economically, environmentally, from the point of view of public health and so on. Mm-hmm. So in addition of setting limits on where the city is going to grow, also, the city should promote in every way possible people moving into the downtowns, because when people are closer together, you're going to be able to walk and bike and take public transit. And by the way, the issue of the car can play a role. The car can be used to go places on the weekends or at night or so on. But the reality is that the people in Arizona, as in anywhere in the U.S., the people that have a car as a mode of mobility are spending between 20 and 25% of their income on mobility. Mm-hmm. That's $1 out of $4. So people are asphyxiated financially. They don't have money to go to university or for retirement or even to go to dinner with their family, and they got two or three cars in their house. So there is nothing that governments could do that would be better financially for families than allowing households to downsize from two cars to one or one to zero. So financially is great, but it's also really good for public health. You have more than one out of three people in Arizona are obese. And really, we need to walk or bike as a normal part of everyday life. We need to be much more physically active. So this is good for physical health. It's going to be good also for mental health. We have big issues of depression, anxiety, and so on. So it's not only economic development, it's also public health. And of course, it's also environment, having cleaner air and having less noise. So all of this, having a denser Phoenix, is going to be good. It's going to have multiple benefits.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking about my own life, right? So I drive, 15, 20 miles to work every day. So I wonder, how much of this is way in the future for a city like Phoenix because of just the way that it's been built, where things are not close together?
Well, it has to move as fast as possible. I've been in Phoenix and with the tram, I think that it's very, very important to promote a density along the route of the tram so that you will have more people living and more businesses and more retail. And then it's going to be shorter. At this time, you might not be able to replace all of the trips in Phoenix, but you can start replacing a few of them.
Yeah.
So that people, it's also part of the mentality. It's a change. It's about changing habits. And I know that changing habits sometimes is hard, but at the end of the day, we need to do it because the benefits are so overwhelming. Just a few years ago, everybody was smoking in the restaurants, in the planes, and even people used to feel kind of sorry for the smokers that were sent to the back of the plane. Well, now it is totally unthinkable that anyone would be smoking on a plane or in a restaurant.
Right.
So sometimes I think we need to have a combination of carrot and stick. Carrot through incentives, through promotion, through marketing, but stick also through higher cost or higher fines in order to get people to live in a healthier way, not only for the individual, but also for the community.
Yeah. So a lot of this sounds like it would fall on governments, right, to change infrastructure, to build transportation systems, to build bike lanes, things like that, which many of those things are happening here in Phoenix and in Tucson as well. How do you suggest cities go about that? How do you get the political will, the funding to make those things come to reality?
Well, that part of it, that's where the citizens come on board. I think the citizens need to put pressure on the government. There has to be, the citizens can no longer be spectators. The citizens need to act and either go to public meetings or send emails to the elected officials or through the media, call up the radio stations and participate on how do we want our cities to be. Otherwise, they are going to continue to be done as they have been done in the last 80 years. For example, children. Children in Phoenix, we need every child to have a park within walking distance, because we know that when children playing, it's not just because playing is fun. When children are playing, that's how they develop their muscle strength and their cognitive thinking, their capacity to learn languages and concentrate and develop a sense of belonging and friendship and socialize. So playing is absolutely critical. So we need to do it. And we need to do it now. Also, we need to create a city, a Phoenix, that is great for older adults. The population is living much longer. The population over 65 is going to double, and the population over 80 is going to quadruple. Older adults are terrified of losing their driver's license, not because they love cars, it's because they love mobility. Right. They want to age in place. So if we really want to have a city that is great for children and older adults and everybody, we need really to create a city that is at the human scale and not at the car scale. We need technology to work for people and not people for technology.
All right. Gil Penalosa, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Gil Penalosa is the founder of the Canadian nonprofit 880 Cities and a visionary in the field of urban design. He will be presenting a public lecture at the University of Arizona on his work as an advocate for complete streets and livable communities later today.